everything is no good. Everybody's walking around going, this is no good, this won't do, everything is gone wrong.
You're missing a couple of strings on this bass guitar. Is that how you learned it, and you never bothered to buy two new ones, or is there a plan?
After 2 years, I mean, what's the point spending money and a lot of it? It's like 2 is enough. It's adequate. Anybody can play this bass.
Garage band. Do you think you're still a garage band
No, definitely we've progressed to a basement band.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we've got inside the house now.
We're inside the house now.
Sitting in a van all day long.
That part's not fun.
That part is not the most fun.
Does it smell in the van?
It smells in the van.
Oh, I like it when it smells. Is it dirty in the van?
It's dirty in the van.
Oh, I like it when it's dirty.
I think that most music probably is in a sense, or it's sort of an electronic thing or a mathematical thing, and that all exists in the molecular structure of the universe.
Hello and welcome to another edition of Revolution Rock here on CJAM 99.1 FM and syndicating across several different stations throughout Canada. I'm your host Dave Constantino, joined with Adam Pelche. Adam, hello and welcome.
Hello, Dave, and hello, listeners, to this is now our third episode of Theme Month 2024, and this is a special year. With the leap year, we decided to do something a little bit different. So normally we would just have Theme Month going through the Saturdays throughout February, but now we're adding in an additional Saturday. So yeah, we're going to be having two more, including tonight's episode for theme episodes. Next week, you're going to want to tune in. It's going to be our annual Surf Rock Spectacular. We're going to have a special guest for that, and we're going to be focusing on a lot of international surf rock. And then the episode after that, we're going to be interviewing Madeline Link from PAX.
And should we say this, it's not theme month, it's theme month plus.
Oh, I like that.
But we should mention tonight's show.
Oh, yeah, I guess that would be appropriate.
Yeah.
You know what? Returning to someone who we've interviewed before, but we always have a great time with him, and we're really focusing on a new release of his, the one and only Dion Lunadin.
Yeah, Dion is originally from New Zealand, has been in numerous bands throughout his time as a musician. Over 10 years ago, I think it was around 2010, actually, he relocated to New York and started making music there. But before that, he was in a lot of different New Zealand bands, including The Rainy Days. There's a big list. He was in a band called Nothing At All briefly, which was like a three-piece punk band. And then he started a band with another musician, and it was basically a collaboration between the two, known as the D4. And this is a band that perhaps he's best known for. They had an album out in 2001/2002, because it was reissued a few times, mm-hmm. called 620. And it was at the burgeoning garage rock revival time period, and they toured across Europe, Japan, and then America as well, appearing on late night TV, releasing two albums, and then 2006 calling it a day. Dion played, after relocating to New York, he started a band called True Lovers, and then they kind of petered out after about a year or so, and then he joined as bassist in A Place to Bury Strangers, a noise rock band in New York, played with them for about 10 years. In between that time, just before he left the band, which was about 2020, he put out a solo album in 2017, and it's just really great, intense, high-energy rock and roll, which is something he's always been a part of. And we spoke with Dion about his latest album. He's third album now, out on in the Red Record System's Edge.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to play a selection of tracks from his solo discography, but also some of the stuff that he did in other bands.
And we do want to mention as well, we're going to have some featurettes about the artists that we're covering in Theme Month and the topics we're addressing on the website. So you're going to want to check that out at revrock.blogspot.com. Also, we're going to have our playlists and information about the bands we play and the music we love. And with that said, while we are going to be airing that interview with Dion Lunadin, I don't think we're going to start that till about the 7:30 mark. So up until then, we're going to play a selection of some of his solo discography. And we're going to start off chronologically, going through his debut solo record and working our way through his most recent release, System's Edge. So we're going to start off with a track from the self-titled record released in 2017. Dave, we're going to play which song?
Eliminator, to start off this set.
It's a,
I don't know what word I was trying to say there.
I think this shed, but...
This shed. We're not in a shed. We're actually in a studio here.
There's a lot of intensity from Dion. You can't even, like, you know, say set. But, you know, with that said, though, we would love to hear from you. If there's a Dion Lunadin song or song associated with him that you want to hear on this episode, please give us a call at 519-971-3630. And you can also reach us toll-free from around the world and Detroit at 1-855-344-2526.
All right, let's get started. We're hearing a track from... I believe every release he's put out chronologically, as you mentioned, starting off with 2017's self-titled release. This is Eliminator here on Revolution Rock on CJAM 99.1 FM.
You're back listening to Revolution Rock here on CJAM 99.1 FM, and we just heard a smattering of tracks from Dion Lunadin, who we will be playing an interview with a little bit later on, in fact, in just about 10 minutes, so stay tuned for that. He talks a lot about his new record, his past discography, and much more, so you definitely want to keep tuned in throughout CJAM through your Saturday night for that, and really tuned in wherever you're listening. Maybe it's one of the stations that syndicates the program throughout Canada. Perhaps it's online at iHeartRadio, but either way, make sure you stay tuned in for that. Dave, we came back from a track from the latest release from Dion. It's called System's Edge. It features a number of collaborations and kind of him going all over the place in terms of when he wrote songs. Some of these were new compositions, some of these were recorded or really just came about early on in his solo career. And this track we heard, Shockwave, is one of those earlier ones.
That's right, and he talks about it a little bit in the interview what we're going to hear. And actually, we should mention, when Dion records his own stuff, with the exception of the drums, he records everything himself. And it's amazing to hear the songs because they have such a spontaneous live feel to them. He maintains that on every release. There's just intense high energy-ness.
Yeah, so he'll play
song.
Bass, guitars, processors, chains. He has chains, as we'll, I'm sure we're going to hear about in a little bit. Featured prominently on the album cover, actually, of System's Edge as well.
And his live shows. Yes. So we heard Shockwave before that. We heard something from 2022's Beyond Everything. His first release for In the Red Records.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we heard It's the Truth. Again, I think within the Red Records, it really helped galvanize Dion's sound. Not that his previous records were, you know, shy about being loud, but I think it really helped, put more eyes on his solo discography. With that said, preceding that, we heard something from an EP that was released. It was Shrieken, which was an EP, which the title track was actually a German language version of the track Howl.
I believe it's Dutch.
I thought it was Deutsch.
I'm not sure. It's something like that. And
so it's not English.
It's not English.
Saying.
The okay. song Howl is not sung in English. But the other songs are. And then we heard one of the many, the many tracks on this one. There's four, I think.
Yeah, we heard Negative Energy. It's probably my favorite song on there. Just such a great song. You know what? I don't actually know. Oh, it's German. Yay.
Okay.
I was right. Not to humiliate you on air, but
I thought it said Dutch online, but
like Deutsch, Dutchland, like Deutschland, Deutsch language. You know what? Me and Dave can talk about languages all we want to. You want to hear about music? Let's talk about what we heard before that.
Okay.
We heard something from Dion's self-titled solo debut. And it's kind of surprising because he's been around in music for so long, and yet it took to 2017 for his debut solo record to come out.
Yeah, and he's been part of a lot of different bands and a lot of really interesting things. This is kind of when he started doing things on his own. He said he was just compelled to write and record songs and didn't really intend to release it, but he wound up doing that, fortunately, and we'll talk a little bit more about how he kind of... Well, In the Red definitely helped, but what actually spearheaded that idea was Henry Rollins, of all people, really loved the first record, and I believe he reached out to Dion and kind of got him connected with In the Red, and it started from there. Really cool stuff, and you know what? I've been a fan of his music for a long time, and let's get to more music. We're going to start off with a really great track from his latest, System's Edge, which you can get now on vinyl. And digitally, you can stream or purchase Diamond Sea. We're going to start off the next set and then hear part of the interview, some more music, and then the rest of the interview.
That's right. So stay tuned for the next 20 or so minutes. We're going to be playing music and hearing from Dion Lunadin.
So my first question is just about System's Edge. Something I noticed when listening to it, not that it wasn't on the other records, but some songs, the bass really pops out. It's the bass tone's really prominent on some points. Hmm. Was that like a conscious thing you did or just kind of happened? Or
not at all. I don't know. I don't think it was a conscious thing. Maybe it was just, maybe I'm getting better at mixing or something, or maybe the mastering like made it pop out a bit. But I mean, the songs on System's Edge are kind of from a very wide period of recording. Like some of those songs were